Hello, once again, this is Pastor Bronk Flint, and I appreciate you joining us and part of this discipleship training classes and lessons. And this is lesson four, training in the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost is the name of tonight's lesson. And so we want to be able to once again say welcome to the family of God, welcome to the kingdom of God, welcome to something that is beyond comparison to anything else that you've ever lived in your life. And some of you, as I said before, may be coming back from a long road of being away from God. If that's the case, He will always take you back. But we want to prepare you for the future, and we want to prepare everyone that is watching. A number of people have got in touch with me. Some people have gotten in touch with me over the last few weeks and said they wish they would have had something like this in the beginning of their walk with Christ, or some have said the essence of that in getting in touch with me. We're going to put these lessons in a edited format for you, and if you're watching them before they're unedited, then you're getting the benefit just as well. But we want you to know that they will be on our website along with a written manual that will go along with it so you can follow along. But tonight's lesson is the baptism in the Holy Ghost. And if there's anything that you need as a new believer, it is the baptism in the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. Both words, both names are the same. Or they are the same person. The terminology is the same. For the last few weeks, we've been talking about the basics of what salvation is and how you got to where you are today as far as what happened to you. Now, we want to talk about the next most important thing that can possibly happen to you in your walk with Christ, and that is the baptism of the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost. First of all, let me say, who is, or ask the question, maybe for you, we're going to take it real basic, who is the Holy Ghost? Who is the Holy Spirit? Well, He is the Spirit of God. If we talk about who God is, and we say the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, that is really God's Spirit in the earth. And we know and believe as Christians that God is everywhere. But we also know from the Bible that God the Father and God the Son are seated in heaven in a place, a real place called heaven. It's a spiritual place, but it's an actual location where God the Father and God the Son, that is Jesus, the God-man that came to this earth, they are in that place, but they're also here. God's also here. There's a term called God's omnipresence, and what means omni means everywhere, and presence mean, of course, the presence of God. So God is everywhere in the universe, but how is He everywhere in the universe? He's everywhere in the universe through the person of His Spirit, the Holy Spirit. There is a God the Father that's seated in a present tense place on a throne, but His Spirit is everywhere, and His Spirit is called the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. That is the person that, as we explained over the last few weeks, that came into you and changed your whole life at salvation. But there is a second work, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the baptism of the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost was also a directive by Jesus Christ to all of His disciples. Now, we'll say this, that the most important part of your eternity has already been accomplished. If you've received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and prayed the sinner's prayer or the prayer that we prayed a few weeks ago and really meant it, you're already secure in being able to go to heaven. You became a child of God. All things that were old inside of you changed. You no longer have a sin nature. And then last week we talked about the want to's, the desires, the urges, the things have changed inside of you. And we haven't described all of those of yet, but there are a number of things, the want-tos inside of you. There's some things that you want to do and now some things that you don't want to do as a result of serving Christ. But there's a second work. The second work is called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I will say that you do not have to have the baptism of the Holy Spirit to go to heaven or to be saved or to maintain your salvation. But we're going to learn for just a few minutes what the benefits of baptism of the Holy Spirit is. What is baptism? The word baptism simply means a full immersion. It means to be totally consumed by the person of the Holy Spirit. There's a lesson that is coming called baptism in water, and we will talk about the reasons why you should do that. And when you're baptized in water, you become fully immersed. We believe here at the Family Prayer Center in fully immersing someone in the water, and it's all a symbol and a testimony of what happened to you when you were born again. You fully went into the death of Christ, and you fully were raised in the life of Christ. And that's a lesson for another time. But that's what happens to your spirit when you are baptized in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes in at salvation and recreates a new you. But then at the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he comes in and fully immerses the new you. Can you live without the Holy Spirit's baptism? Well, you can, but why would you want to? Because he is such a wonderful person. Jesus prophesied, or rather spoke, in these directives, and I'm giving you scriptures. Acts chapter 1, it says this. Luke is writing to a man. Luke, the apostle, is writing to a man, and he says, "The former writings have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles who he had chosen." Now, I will say this, the commandment that I'm about to share with you, I can prove through Scripture and will, as you follow these discipleship teachings later on and continue to come to church. What did we say last week? One of the real growth things that you need to do to stay in spiritual growth is come to church, whether that's online or whether that is a physical location. But the commandment that Christ gave was that we should be baptized, and it means that all, not just the apostles, but everyone. And as I said, we will prove these things in the days ahead. I'm hoping and believing that the scriptures that I give tonight will be enough for you to be convinced. This is what Jesus said, to whom he showed himself, or this is what Luke said concerning Christ, that through the Holy Ghost he had given commandments unto the apostles who he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after that his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled, Jesus was assembled with them before he left, and together with them he commanded, this was a command, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he saith, "You shall be baptized. Ye have heard of me." He said this, "You have heard of me, for John truly baptized you with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." So Jesus said, go into Jerusalem, wait. There's a promise from the Father. He wants to baptize you in his Spirit. Who is his Spirit? The Holy Ghost. And then in verse 8, just a little bit further from where I read, he said this. This is what Jesus said. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. So why do we want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? There is a number of different reasons, but I'm going to cite the first one. It's to receive power, and it's to receive power to become a witness. Since you've been born again, something has happened to you. Maybe your change in attitude for people, and you feel like, you know, since I've received Christ, I'd sure like to see my mom receive Christ, or my dad receive Christ, or my brother. I don't want them to go to hell. I'd sure like to talk to them about Christ, or my boss, or my friend. Well, you can do that just on the merits of being born again. But Jesus said there's a secondary help, And the secondary help is even bigger than you, and he will help you, and that's the Holy Ghost. And you'll receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and as a result of it, you'll be witnesses of me everywhere you go. So we understand that also there is a, we call it, as we understand it here at this church and those who follow along in this ministry, there's an actual physical evidence of being filled with the Holy Spirit. A lot of people believe that they're filled with the Holy Spirit just because they're born again. I'm sorry to say that is not correct scripturally, and I don't say that as a matter of opinion. I say that as a matter of having numerable verses that I can cite as a result of helping people understand that just because they were born again, there's also a secondary work called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And it comes with a physical evidence. Something actually happens to you as a result of it that not only you can hear and see, but others can hear and see as a result of it. And the word speaks of that in Acts chapter 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord and in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues as of likened to fire, it says, and it sat upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, is this experience for everyone? Absolutely. And what is the experience that we just read about? It's the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but the evidence of that baptism, in other words, the evidence of him coming in and filling you up, is a spiritual tongue, a tongue that actually comes up out of your spirit, affects your motory skills, and begins to work with your physical tongue, and you're able to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Somebody said, the gift of the Holy Spirit, is that the Holy Spirit or the language that he brings? It's both. The Holy Spirit is a gift to you, but he's also bringing with him a gift called tongues. And he actually, it's like the Holy Spirit walks into you at salvation with a suitcase and said, I'm going to fix you up and I'm going to completely change you. He doesn't fix us up. He actually changes us completely. But after he's done, he steps back and says, oh, there's a more if you'd like it. Well, the more is I'd like to baptize you and I'd like to give you a gift. What's the gift? I'd like to give you a gift called praying in other tongues. And why would I want this? Because it will empower you and it will give you a language to be able to talk to God in the future. So having said that and understanding that there is a command by Christ to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and why do we want the Holy Spirit and who the Holy Spirit is, I'm going to read some notes that are on our website. And if you're ambitious enough to go to our website, we're going to have these notes in the manual, but if you're ambitious enough, you'd go to Bronc Flint Ministries, the website. You'll find on the face page that up in the top right-hand corner, there's a little slash tray up there. You'll tap that, and you'll go to printable. It'll go to teachings, I believe. And then once you go to teachings, then you'll see printable materials. And is that correct? I'm looking over to those who know. And so once you go to that, you'll see this, assisting someone in receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, we're not going to go verbatim through that today for you, but I'm going to, because that's a lesson for everyone that wants to be trained in assisting others, and that's what you'll be doing in the future. But I want to speak, there are some very important truths out of this paper that God gave me to write, and so I want to mention those truths because it's going to prepare you, because at the end of this 20 or 30 minutes, however long it lasts, we're going to have an activation, and that activation is for those of you that are watching, those of you that just came into the kingdom, that are inquiring on what is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I've heard about that. I'm going to church where there people are talking about that. This Pastor Bronc is explaining it a little bit more for me, and I believe I'd like to participate in that, but I really don't know how. We're going to show you how in the next few moments, and we're also going to have a prayer of activation. In other words, release the Holy Spirit to you. Do I need to be in church to receive the Holy Spirit? No, you do not. Do I need to have another person, a pastor, a teacher, or someone lay hands on me to receive the Holy Spirit? No, you do not. Can you receive the Holy Spirit alone? Yes, you can. I know a number of people that have received the Holy Spirit by themselves at home and just said, Holy Spirit, I believe your word. Father, I believe your word. Will you please baptize me? And they just give way to faith and begin to speak the language, the prayer language that comes from heaven. Let me talk about this for just a few moments. First of all, you must be born again. That's just as basic as it gets. You can't be filled with the Spirit without being born again. You can't put the cart before the horse. You can't fill somebody with the Holy Ghost who doesn't have a home for the Holy Ghost to live in. Your born-again spirit is the home of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes into the home that He created. He creates it, and then He comes in to decorate it with Himself in a very powerful way. So you must be born again. That's the first thing. And I believe at this point in time, we've already taken care of that. Or even when you tuned into these classes, you were already a believer. As I said before, these are two separate experiences. The one is salvation that gives you the right for eternity. The second, which we're talking about tonight, is the empowerment. It gives you the power to walk in the things of God. And also, it will be a great assistance in understanding the Word of God as you read the Word of God. The Holy Spirit will help interpret the Word of God for you. Hallelujah. Now, I just want to, just for a moment, read one portion of Scripture to help convince you that these are two separate acts. One is faith in salvation, and one is faith in baptism. Now, this is in Acts chapter 8, and I'm reading in verse 14 and through 17. And it says, "And when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of Jesus." Baptized in the name of Jesus meant that they were saved. You don't get baptized in the name of Jesus unless you're a converted believer in Christ. So these people were saved. They had received Christ. They'd received the new nature. But the Bible says that he had fallen upon none of them, meaning the Holy Spirit had not yet baptized any of them as yet. Then laid their hands upon them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass that while, and this was the second, there's a second one here that I can read for you, but I think that's in Acts chapter 19, 1 through 6. I'm going to leave that off for right now and just mention that to you, because I want you to know there are numerous passages that I can mention even in this lesson, but for the sake of time and for where we're going in an activation in a few moments, I want to keep it as concise as possible. But what we just read was, there was a whole group of people in a city that had been born again as a result of an evangelist who was there. His name was Philip, and they had received Christ. They didn't even been baptized with water baptism, and gave a testimony, "I'm born again," and yet they had not been filled with the Holy Spirit. And when the apostles came down, there is a clear and concise message there that there's two distinct works of grace. One, when they prayed for them, they received the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and began to speak in other tongues. And as I said, there's numerous other scriptures, but I hope for the moment that suffices you and helps you to understand there's a real necessity for you to be baptized in the Holy Spirit if you're not already. I want to mention also that as the scripture I read earlier in the book of Acts, it said that they waited on the Holy Spirit. Now, once they receive the initial outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we never have to wait. You don't have to wait for a church service. You don't have to wait to come and visit Immokalee and have me pray for you. You don't have to wait for another pastor to pray for you. You just have to believe God and do it scripturally, in the sense that you believe the scripture and you open up yourself. So there's no waiting process. In other words, you don't have to wait 2 weeks, 6 months. You don't have to prove yourself to be a Christian. Actually, the moment that you got born again, you could have also been filled with the Holy Spirit. Simultaneously, the two could work together. But if you're listening to this and you've been saved for a little bit, you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you're in the right place tonight in this lesson 4. And as I said, there's no preacher needed. You don't have to have me. I'll assist you. I can't lay hands on you through the camera, but I am going to pray for you and release and activate the Holy Spirit here in just a moment. The first thing I want to tell you is that it's really in who you're about to receive tonight, not what you're about to receive, is a person. He is the person of God, as I said before. So I want you to be able to relax as much as possible. And I want you to understand, it's very important that you understand that this is a spiritual experience, just like your salvation, that you are not receiving a secondary, like something that you didn't already have. You're just really receiving more of the same. In other words, when you accepted Christ at salvation, you received God. You're just receiving more of God. The baptism is baptism, baptismo, which means fully immersed. It just means that you're receiving more of His Holy Spirit. I want to share this with you. This is a very practical, and these are practical points. Not only are you not receiving something new and strange, if you've been accustomed in the last 24 hours, 48 hours, 6 weeks, 2 months, knowing that God is on the inside of you and saying your prayers during the day or saying your prayers at night and you're communicating with God, you're not going to get some kind of foreign new spirit that comes to you and you feel differently about God. You'll just feel all the more empowered by God, by this experience. This is very important. It's a practical point, but it's very important. The Holy Spirit does not speak in tongues. You do. That's very important because it's important for you to understand that the Holy Spirit will never, ever overreach. He's a perfect gentleman is what I'm trying to express. He'll not overpower you. He'll not make you do something that you don't want to do. You have to submit. You have to yield to the Holy Spirit and trust God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. As a result of that, you have to be the one who initiates what happens during that activation when I pray for you or somebody prays for you, or even when, as I said before, you receive the Holy Spirit by yourself at home. At some point, you have to believe that He will supply the language for you. If you wait and say the Holy Spirit's going to be the one who speaks in tongues, you're believing that He's going to somehow overpower all your senses. And I've seen some people, sometimes they really wanted the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but they just thought that the Holy Spirit was going to just make them. He was just going to kind of take over their tongue or take over their body and just kind of force them, and they did not know how to yield. You're the one who speaks in tongues. You're the one, in other words, He uses your tongue. He uses your spiritual brain to interpret to your natural brain, to tell your natural brain what to say. Somebody said, well, can you teach me this? I can't teach you this. All you can do is yield to Him and believe that He will produce the language. But what we're after more than the language is the baptism as He fills up your vessel that has been born again. So it's important to understand that the Holy Spirit creates the language. He doesn't force the language. So you have to be the one. It's kind of like stepping off a cliff. It's like the next step, if you're up on a 1,000-foot cliff and you're like, there's no place, I want this. And He says, come on, just open up your mouth, breathe in, breathe out, and begin to allow the language that comes up inside of you. And the voice that you're hearing at that point in time will be the voice. I don't want to say it's in your mind, but it kind of is in your mind because something's coming up and it's creating a language on the inside. And God is saying, if you'll just step off the cliff, I'll be there to baptize you with my Spirit. That's very important. I want to tell you this, that everyone's language is different. So if you hear me speak or you've got a friend that has led you to these lessons, and you've maybe heard them pray in tongues, or you've heard anybody else. We don't just pray in tongues for everybody to hear us. It's a private language, but it also is spoken in church among many believers. But we don't just listen to from right you know, from right to left, to hear who, what does their language sound like? What, your language is just as individualized as your thumbprint. It's the Holy Spirit that is creating that language on the inside of you. So you can't say like, well, Pastor Bronk says these words, I've heard them, I can't, I don't understand them. But that's not the issue. The issue is the Holy Spirit creates something individually on the inside of you, and that language flows forward. So don't be caught up in thinking, does my language sound like Pastor Bronk's language or Sister So-and-so's language or Brother So-and-so's? Everybody's is different. I will say this, that even one or two words or one or two syllables can constitute a baptism in the Holy Spirit. And as I said, there's a physical evidence to it, to this baptism, which is the gift of the Holy Spirit. You begin to pray in other tongues, and so you're not seeking the tongue, you're seeking the baptizer, which is Christ. But I will say this, it's very important that you cannot, this is very, very important, you cannot speak two languages at one time. Now, even in the natural, you can't speak two languages at one time. You may know three languages, and you may say two words in one language and two words in the next, or one word, but you can't say unless those languages totally collaborate, and then that would make them not being different. You cannot speak English and baptism of the Holy Spirit tongues at the same time. You cannot speak Spanish and baptism of the Holy Spirit words at the same time. You cannot speak French or German. The reason I say that, it's important that once you pray the prayer and say, Lord, and I'm going to lead you in that prayer in just a moment, Lord, baptize me in your Holy Spirit, and then I'm going to release the Holy Spirit to you. And when I do, something spiritual is going to take place right through this video, wherever you're watching it, or 6 months from now, or 10 years from now, something very powerful, very spiritual is going to take place. The Holy Spirit is going to come into the room wherever you're at, and you're going to feel the faith to receive this baptism in the Holy Spirit. So it's very important if and when you begin to be filled up with the Holy Spirit, and if your mouth, tongue, or lips begins to feel a vibration, or it doesn't have to, but I'm telling you it might. You might feel like something is, it's a bubble. I feel a bubble coming up on the inside of me. I don't know what this word is, but I'm going to release. You have to release it out of your mouth, and that starts the well flowing. That starts the initiation of the baptism, and then you allow the Holy Spirit to continue his words. The word says this in Isaiah 28:11. It says, for with stammering lips and another tongue will I speak to this people. The word tells us that it is it feels like a stammering lip. In other words, it feels like a electrical wire sometimes that God puts on us. This is very important that you understand how safe you really are. You're very, very safe. For you, some of you, it's a very new experience. It's like, I didn't grow up around this. I never heard this in the church I went to. Are they going to give me something that's like, is this witchcraft? Is this voodoo? Or is this something weird? No, it's all in the Word of God. We just read that it's in the Word of God, and we read where Christ commanded us to receive this. But the safety is in this, in the very words of the Lord. Jesus said this in Luke 11:13, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? Hallelujah. In other words, you can't ask for the Holy Spirit and God will give you something other than the Holy Spirit. In days ahead, you'll learn more of the root meaning of that scripture that I just read, but the fruit of it is just as powerful. In other words, there is a safeguard when you ask God, I want the Holy Ghost. Am I going to get something different? Absolutely not. Sometimes people think, this is going to be me. No, it's not going to be you, not if you ask God. Oh, this could be maybe, you know, there's dark spirits. Maybe a dark, No, it can't be that either. Jesus said, if you'll ask the Father, and we're going to ask the Father with you to receive the Holy Spirit. And so what he's saying is, you can't get anything else. You'll get what you ask for. Hallelujah. So we're going to get ready in just a moment. And as I said, you can't speak two languages at once. We're going to have some quiet music playing. If I'm going to ask my friend, Harry, that is here with us, and he's going to start to play. And what I'm going to do is ask all of us to just very quietly begin to speak words of adoration and prayer in a prayer of praise before the Lord. But before I do, I want to ask you to pray one simple prayer. And that is the prayer to the Father. Those of you that will all pray this prayer, and it'll make you feel more comfortable. It's the insurance policy that it's all going to be God. Let's say this together. Father, you said, if I asked for a piece of bread, you would not give me a stone. If I asked for the Holy Spirit, you would give me just that. Only the Holy Spirit. Father, I ask you for the Holy Spirit. So that's right. There where you are, those who are watching tonight even, or whenever you are watching this activation, just ask him, Father, I'm asking you for the Holy Spirit. And I, right there, I can feel, I experience that he is coming. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Your presence into their home. Maybe they're listening to it in a car. Wherever they're at, we just give way to the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost. You are present in that place. Now, just this has no spiritual significance other than just help you to relax. If you'll just take a breath and breathe in and breathe out. In a moment, I'm going to release and I'm going to say, be filled. And when I say be filled with the Holy Spirit, we're going to worship up to the moment, and then I'm going to say, be filled with the Spirit. And when I do, maybe some of you right now are even feeling the urge to speak in tongues. Go ahead. Don't wait on me. Don't wait for the prayer. But when I release the Holy Spirit to you, just begin to allow whatever words float up out of your spirit. He'll give you the utterance. And you will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and you will grow in the days ahead, and this language will only increase. It will only increase. You'll only get more words. You'll get sentences, and you'll get paragraphs. And will I know what I'm saying? No, not yet. And we're going to teach you why you don't know. But for right now, you just need this experience. So, Father, we worship you, and those that are watching and those that are part of this, we just love you. Why don't you just say that wherever you're at? We love you, Father. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Now I'm going to release the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to do something also that's kind of unusual that we don't normally do. And that is to let you hear my private prayer language. But I'm doing that so that all of us in here are going to pray for just a little bit in that private prayer language that we have, so that you'll feel comfortable for the moment knowing that we're all doing it with you. So once again, we'll all say this. Heavenly Father, I receive this baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, in the name of Jesus, I release the Holy Ghost to you. Be filled. That's right. That's right. He's right there. Be filled. Go ahead. Whatever's coming up. You don't try to speak anymore. Don't say any more English. No more Spanish. No more. Receive. Receive this baptism in your new nature. Jesus, thank you. Thank you that they're receiving right now. Thank you that they're being baptized in the Holy Spirit. They'll be changed forever, just like they were changed when they were born again. Receive. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Pastor, I felt like I was close, but I couldn't quite hardly do it. Listen to it again. Every time you listen, you'll get a little more confident. And just keep, you don't have to keep asking God for the baptism. Just yield. At some point, you'll yield and you'll say, I'll throw caution to the wind. Whatever comes out of my mouth, it's going to be God. Because Pastor led me in a prayer that said, I'm real safe. Whatever comes up, you'll baptize me, Lord. Hallelujah. We love you. This has kind of been a longer lesson, but it was very important to get the activation of the Holy Spirit. He is your best friend on planet Earth. He's God on planet Earth, and He'll be God guiding and leading you in the days ahead. God bless you. Thank you for being with us in this fourth lesson of discipleship training. And we love you all. We'll see you next time.